This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Nobody is ever going to feel sorry for Microsoft, am I right? But it does kind of seem like the company gets short shrift in today's tech conversation up against Apple and Facebook and Amazon. Lately, though, that conversation's changed a bit. From KUT in Austin, Marketplace's Andy Euler explains how Microsoft seems to have found its way back.
When's the last time you had an engaging conversation about your computer's operating system? Yeah, that's what I thought. But Microsoft probably doesn't care. The company's kind of moved past Windows.
We do treat them somewhat like a utility. Maybe the natural gas provider or the electricity provider would be a better metaphor.
Todd Bishop is co-founder of GeekWire.
Certainly Windows is still there. It's a fundamental part of the business. But if you look at Microsoft's growth, the cloud, artificial intelligence are where they are putting their bets.
When CEO Satya Nadella came in 4 years ago, he made that shift to selling cloud services to other companies, and that's really paid off. Daniel Ives at Wedbush Securities says Microsoft has also benefited from recent troubles at Apple and Facebook. Investors are shifting their money away from consumer-facing tech companies.
Microsoft is purely enterprise-focused. And right now in this market, that has kind of been the go-to that investors are looking for.
Those business-to-business operations aren't sexy, but they make money. Two-thirds of the company's revenue now comes from its cloud business and subscriptions to things like Office 365. Paul Hickey at Bespoke Investment Group.
They have this recurring, sticky revenue now, which is one of the financial traits that the market is most attracted to these days.
He says artificial intelligence is going to be the next big moneymaker for Microsoft. The company said this month it would work with Facebook to make AI software. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.